What if you knew, I mean really knew, about your digital footprint? What if you had a better idea of what you look like to others, be it your website, your social media presence, and what if you knew what others are saying about you or your business? In just a moment, I'll introduce you to Catherine Hain from City Media Press, a London, Ontario company that offers companies that information and then can help you fix what might be wrong. The magic is about to be revealed with Catherine Hain. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tero International. Did you know that only 20% of your career success can be traced back to your technical knowledge, and that 80% of your success is deeply rooted in those interpersonal skills? That's what Tero International teaches. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. We are at the New York Press Association's Spring Convention, and we're going to bring you an international flair now to the world of business and publishing and media and marketing and social media and all those things that puts business in touch with consumers. And with me is the president and chief executive officer of a company called City Media. Her name is Catherine Hain. She is a Canadian. Go Toronto. Welcome to the business. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
All right. So you're based in Toronto, and here we are in Albany, New York, mm-hmm. and you're visiting with newspaper publishers and editors and the people that run these many times weekly magazines mm-hmm. and newspapers. What are you telling them? What are you sharing with them, and what does City Media do?
Publishers are having a tough go right now in terms of, you know, figuring out the digital side of their business. Digital is not an easy puzzle to figure out, and there's so many opportunities for publishers to sort of move into that area. But where do you start, and how do you get started?
Right.
And so we really try to break it down and make it easy for them to get into the digital side of their business, understand how to sell digital to their advertisers, as well as increase their overall digital footprint.
Okay, let's start to define, because some people that are listening are going, digital, okay, what is that? Is that email? Is it text messages? Is it Twitter? So what is digital overcompassing?
That's a really good question, because digital is a big puzzle for people. There's so many aspects to it. So it's not just your website. It's not your social media. It's a combination of all of these pieces, and how are they working for you? And I think it's really interesting is a lot of people don't understand what their digital presence looks like to a general consumer. Mm. Right? So how do I look in a digital environment? How do I look on a cell phone? How do I show up when people search for me? What are people looking for? What's my reputation like online? All of those things are really big questions. And quite often people are very unaware that that's even going on out of sight, out of mind, right?
It is. Catherine Hain, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're talking about digital footprints and digital media. You know, one of the things that people, you know, they will from time to time Google their business or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But they're not really looking at it the same way as maybe a consumer would.
Right.
Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So think about what kind of business you're in, regardless of the business. And I would suggest that everybody do that on a regular basis, is Google yourself. Check out your website. How do you look? How does it look in your browser? How does it look on the phone? You know, really know what your store digital storefront is like, so that you can make changes and attract the right kind of customer.
For our advertising and marketing agency, we have been for 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know, it's been a long time, talking to people about the importance of taking your website mobile so that it is available on the phone.
Right.
Are there still companies out there that haven't caught on to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We do a digital health check for all of our clients. Anybody that wants to have a digital health check, anyone that's listening, if they want to go online to our website, and we'll do one no cost.
And we will have a link to that on the radio blog so you can find it.
And it's good information, right? And so we look at the website and how the website is doing on mobile, and everybody thinks that their site is ready for mobile, but is it really, right? Right now, it's mobile first. Probably 70 to 80% of the browsers are actually going to their website by their phone first. Is the phone number active? Can you click on it and actually call the business? How do the graphics work on that? Do they sort of resize to fit the phone or fit the device, right? So there's a lot of issues. Is it clickable? Can you get there? And so having a site that looks okay on a mobile device, people quite often just go in their browser and just make it smaller and say, yep, fits if it's a mobile device, right? I made it smaller, it fits. But there's so, is it useful?
Is it useful? So oftentimes, and I do this every day. I'm looking for somebody for the broadcast or something comes up.
Right.
And I may be mobile at the time, so I look. Oftentimes finding the phone number just to make a phone call.
Right.
It is difficult. It'll be at the bottom of the screen, or it won't be in a place that's clickable.
Right.
And
right.
And the About Us page, you click on that, and it reads like War and Peace. You know, it's about 5 pages long. And
way too text-heavy. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
But there was a time in the early days of the web that developers said, oh, put everything out there because all those words are very important to the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
But all that's gone, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Good content, changing the content on a regular basis is far, far more proactive in terms of getting good Google results than it is just using it as a dumping ground, right?
Catherine Hain, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She has a company called City Media Press and based in Canada, near Toronto, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, London, yep. I think we said. Yeah.
London, Ontario.
Oh, very nice. And where do you do business at? All over?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
We have a good presence right across Canada. So we're working with 40 publishers across Canada, 200 communities. So lots of small communities. We're working with publishers here in New York, and we work with publishers in South America. I'm part of the International Press Association, and so we've got Spanish publishers in Colombia that are using our product.
Very
so
nice. And that's the beauty of being worldwide, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Catherine, let's go back to this health check of mm-hmm. your social media interaction.
Right,
What things do you look at? What metrics do you look at when you're doing this free health checkup of your digital strategies?
There's really four key things that we look at. One is sort of listings and what we call organic SEO. So that means non-paid search, right? So when people are searching for you, are you getting found? Are you maximizing those opportunities? Are you listed on all of those listing services? There's so many of them out there. There's about 400 that we look at that we can actually get businesses signed up on these. And it really doesn't cost very much to do that. But those are all references to your business that will optimize you and bring more Google searches back to your website. So there's listings, reputation. What's your online reputation?
And what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Online reputation, what are people saying about you online?
Not what you're saying about yourself.
No.
But what others may be saying about you.
And that is one of the number one conversion points mm-hmm. for people. So they find you, which is why the listings are there. So they
show up.
Yep. So now they're going in the doorway and they're looking at you. They're trying to decide, should you call? Is this a place I want to do business with? The first thing they do before they pick up the phone is they're going to say, what are other people saying about me online? Right? What are people saying about this business? Is it any good? Do you have a one-star rating? Do you have a 5-star rating?
You're talking about the Google ratings, correct?
Google ratings, Facebook ratings. They could be ratings on your own website. They could be citations. And there's lots of these listing services where you can have different citations and quotes about what other... social media, like what are people saying about you in social media? All of those things are so relevant. And they need to be current. So even if people, like lots of people say, well, I have, half a dozen listings or half a dozen reviews out there, and they did that when they started their website 6 years ago, it's not relevant anymore.
Off.
Right.
One of the things, and you talked about this a little bit, about keeping your homepage, your pages, relevant and changing the text in there from time to time.
Content is
content,
everything.
Right.
Right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but years ago, we would say, web crawlers would go out there, and if nothing is new on your website,
mm-hmm.
they'll pass by it.
Right.
They just say, well, nothing new here. We got to go on. Is that accurate?
Right. Well, when the crawlers are going, when really it's only Google. You want Google to crawl your site. And the more often you change your content, the more often Google's going to show up. So your rankings automatically go up. So changing your content is a trigger for the bots to come through and see it again and again. So it's not that they're ignoring it, but it's really, if you change your content once a year, you're probably going to get, you know, the bots are going to come maybe...
Scrape it once a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Catherine Hayden, ladies and gentlemen, is City Media Press. All right, we've talked about a couple of those things that is in your... digital health check.
Right.
Okay. Let's go on with the others.
So the other two components are social, and how you're doing. So, what is your social reputation, and how are you benchmarking against your competitors and industry? So, for example, a question we hear from our clients a lot is, how many posts is enough? How many times should I be posting on Facebook? How many times should I? What is the right number? And there's all these questions about Google or Facebook algorithms. You know, are they what's my level of engagement? Is my audience really my audience? So, the best way to identify that is to look at the industry that you're in. If you're in the financial industry, there's benchmarks, and so we rank them against the industry standard. And then we look at a couple of your competitors. What are your competitors doing in your space, right? So if your competitors are posting six times a day and they're getting some traction on it, that's probably relevant information for you to know, because you kind of want to sort of stay neck and neck with your competitor. So getting that social, the right number, the right metric for social is really, really important.
You know, it's interesting. We're at the New York Press Association, and they have a Twitter handle, and they use it about twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I've kind of chided them a bit because this is an entity that craves information and stories, and how can you best interact with your association membership, who's already on Twitter, and if you're not talking there, sometimes it's an issue.
Right.
Or can be.
Right. There's a barrier. It's like learning a new habit. That's all it is. You just have to get comfortable with it. And the only way to do that is to dive in and start to figure this out. Get it all on your phone in an app so it's easy to use. Start sharing pictures and start sharing content. And it's amazing the connections that you can make so, so quickly.
And when we're talking to smaller, mid-sized businesses, one of the pushbacks that we get when we talk about these things, well, I don't have time, or I don't know how to do it, or I don't have anything to talk about. That was the one that always slays me. You know, if you go to a cocktail party and somebody says, well, gosh, Catherine, what is it that you do? And you say, well, I'm the CEO and president of City Media Press, and we do this. And so everybody has something to share.
Has a story.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To share the story.
Right. And that's exactly, you know, these things are conversations, you know, and so you want to think about them like conversations. And what would, you know, if somebody was sitting in a room across from you, what would you be saying to them, right? And just remember that they're conversations that have a shelf life. So be aware of what you're saying in context that, you know, it's going to follow you forever, right?
Be nice.
Yeah, have positive conversations for sure.
Lord only knows we're in the world of some wacky conversations.
Exactly.
Her name is Catherine Hayden, ladies and gentlemen. She has a company called City Media Press, and we're talking about your digital footprint and how they, no matter what business you're in. Now, we're at the New York Press Association, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're a business attorney, or if you are in the world of retail sales, or and those banking industry or insurance, how are you being perceived out there?
Exactly.
And I just said insurance industry. You know, one of the silos that is so adverse sometimes to utilizing social is the insurance industry, because they're so heavily regulated.
Right.
How do you help them?
Well, yeah, you know, there's sort of two conversations, and every business is unique,
yes.
for sure. And there are regulations in just about every industry in terms of what you can say. But there's the best way to look at it is there's people in every business, and these are conversations between people. So the best way to look at it isn't, well, I can't say this or I can't say that. And it's like, you're an individual, and what are you?
Right.
Let's talk about you. Exactly.
The dogs, the cats.
Exactly.
Because those
what sports teams right. do you support, or maybe you're a sponsor of a local baseball team or something like that. Those are the things that you can talk
sure.
about, and community events, and think about your customer. And think about what they're thinking about, you know, right? And if you can be relevant to your customer, then you start to build relationships, just like you do in real life.
I have to tell you a story along that line. I have a friend of mine who goes to the insurance industry and the banking industry, these heavily regulated industries, and they talk about social media presence and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they all go, oh, we can't do that.
Right.
And because we have to get it all approved through compliance.
Right, right.
Wait a minute. So let's say that you're the insurance agent in whatever town it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you become the go-to person with regard to positive messages about your community?
Exactly.
Oh, wow, the church social is coming up on Thursday. Exactly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You don't have to sell a damn thing.
Right.
You're just talking about living the life of a person in a community and being accessible to
right.
other folks, yeah.
Right, right. And that's, you know, you hit on something really important when you mentioned that is all this regulated stuff. People don't want to be sold through
no.
social. They don't want to be pushing product through social. You want to be having real conversations with people and make real connections. And I work with businesses all the time where that's their number one lead generator. You know, so people who say they don't have time for that and they're waiting for the phone to ring, it just doesn't make sense. You have to make time for this. This is the telephone for your business in this digital era. People don't want to talk to you on the phone, but they will reach out through messaging, through social media. They'll tweet at you, and that will convert into real sales. So it works for people.
It is amazing, and it does take time. And I will share with those of you who are listening, one of the things I've found over the years is that if I have an issue, I don't care who it is with, I mean, you know, retail, wholesale,
right.
service industry, airlines, hotel, whatever
right.
it happens to be, if I go to Twitter for my personal Twitter account,
mm-hmm. right.
and I just say, hey, Hilton, yeah, this happened, X, Y, and Z. Is there some way that we can talk about this? Not being nasty.
Right, right.
You know, but being approachable.
Mm-hmm.
It has never failed, that within 15 minutes, I get a message
a response.
Back. Yes.
Right.
Because they're very concerned about those things.
And they should be. This is their online reputation.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and everybody's seeing it.
Right, right.
You know, and so, you know, the 4,000 people that follow me, they're oh, wow, what's going on with Hilton? But
exactly.
Hilton is very bright in the fact that they come back and they say, oh, well, Michael, how is it that I can help? Please DM me, direct
right.
message me
right.
with your issue, Steve.
Right.
Airlines do it. Hotels do it. Restaurants do it. Retail organizations and service industries ought to be on board too, yeah?
Absolutely. And that,
yeah.
you know, when you talk about, we were just talking about reputation management. One of the things is that I hear from a lot of clients is, what if somebody says something bad, right? What if somebody doesn't like me? And so can I remove that? Can I get Google to take it off if somebody gives me a 1-star rating? It's like people should not be afraid of the public opinion.
It's an opportunity.
It's absolutely an opportunity. And the number one thing to do is having a quick response rate. Get back to them. Is there a way to solve this problem? Be approachable about solving the problem. And the interesting thing is when the public is looking at these reviews, they would rather see a 1-star, like not all 1-stars, but like one 1-star rating that was responded to increases the credibility of your reviews tenfold, right?
Right.
It's believable. You know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's more how you handle it, right?
Yeah.
And being transparent about that as a business is a really, really good thing to do.
Case in point, we had two restaurants in our area. And both restaurants had a negative event.
Mm-hmm.
Both restaurants had a negative event that was posted all over social media. Two restaurants had a negative event that one was posted in the local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the company that did not respond in a timely manner or responded somewhat snarkily to the complaint
mm-hmm.
is no longer in existence.
Wow.
The other company that had an issue responded quickly, was apologetic, took responsibility, fixed the issue, and they're still thriving.
Right.
So it
right.
does have an impact.
Responsiveness is everything.
Yeah.
Something to be aware of is, you know, sometimes you get bad, you know, people who are just being mean, right? They're just throwing things out there because maybe they don't like you or whatever, and they give you a bad rating. Having one quick response to that, not a snarky one, a very positive message and say, here's my number. I'm sorry this happened. Here's my phone number. Let's sort it out. So that you've got the transparency, and it will the rest of the comments will like sort of die off.
It follows.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Her name is Catherine Hain, ladies and gentlemen. The company is called City Media Press, and we will have links, of course, up on that for your radio blog. What's the weather like back in London these days?
Oh,
kind of like here?
Kind of like here.
Rainy,
yeah,
and cold.
Well, it's springish.
Spring.
I saw crocuses coming up in my backyard before I left, so I'm excited.
I'm in my seventh month of being cold, you know. I'm so over this.
I know.
And yesterday when it snowed here in Albany, I'm going, come on, please. Give it up.
Yeah, yeah. And last year at this conference,
yeah.
The Saturday, there was the biggest snowstorm that we'd had.
Get out of here.
It was a terrible drive home. So, you know, you just never know what you're going to find in April.
Catherine Hain, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us. I was really interested in your booth, in your arrangement, in your offerings. And I hope other people will listen to this and go, oh, yeah, what is my digital footprint? What do I look like? What does my website? And you do that free.
Right, right. I would really recommend that anybody who's interested, just, you know, go to our website. There's a spot there where you fill in the information. You have all of access to all of those metrics. And then you can decide what to do about it, right? What's your priorities? Where are you going to spend your time? And most importantly, what are people seeing when they see you online?
Good thanks. Stuff.
Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Once again, that was Catherine Hain from City Media. And we will have links to her website up on our radio blog so that you can go ahead and take their free test to find out how you stack up relative to your social media presence, your website, a whole host of things that really does matter when you're trying to put yourself in front of consumers. City Media and Catherine Hain. Don't go away. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.